What?
Radio.
Oh.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Happy. Boing. Yip, yip.
There is an unknown world on Earth, a world which few have ever encountered. Human beings have conquered the highest mountains, explored and exploited the world's rainforests, and walked across miles of baking desert. Yet most of us know next to nothing about a wilderness each one of us has in common. A landscape that contains all the variety of the continents and oceans on Earth. There is more wildlife here than in an African game park. Its forests provide food and shelter for a multitude of amazing creatures, each one making the most of this unique landscape. Here is a diverse assortment writers of science fiction might envy. Some have moved in beneath the surface, making the most of the warmth and safety of subterranean passageways. These landscapes exist in a multitude of shapes, sizes, and colors, and their denizens offer a strange beauty that often belies their deadly intentions. It is the human body. And its wildlife is eating us alive.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia, on the UBC Point Grey campus on unceded traditional Coast Salish Musqueam land. And that was a little clip from Discovery Channel's Parasites Eating Us Alive. Sort of a thematic pathway route for this episode. Bodies. How do they betray us? Are we in control of them? Are we the masters of ourselves? What causal elements brought us to our current places, our current stations? Was it a matter of agency or some twist of fate, an artifacting of various lives led to be led? So that brought me here to this documentary, Parasites Eating Us Alive. Sort of a lurid look, really. As it goes on, it loses that 40s, 50s era sci-fi flourish. What is living inside the body, you know? Fascinating in and of itself for something maybe a bit more exploitative. So there'll be no more of that. But again, as an entry point into today's set list, which I think, looking at how beautiful the world is outside and being here on the UBC campus, seeing the fresh faces, a lot of kids here now jumpstart people from all over the world in British Columbia for the first time. And, you know, it's a matter of capital, and it's a matter of social capital and cultural capital, but there is the indisputable fact that we live in a beautiful, beautiful place. And just feeling like soon it would be inappropriate to saturate the space at 3 in the afternoon with depraved and degenerate noises and musics. And so I thought I'd get it out of my system and do a show today themed around that kind of revulsion. And we're going to get started with The Body's Empty Hearth. The Body, Portland-based experimental metal duo, just released an album on Thrill Jockey called No One Deserves Happiness. They did a collaborative set with Full of Hell at the Hindenburg. It's quite exciting. You'll listen to that now. Then we're going to segue into C. Spencer Yez solo voice 1 to 10. See Spencer Yeh, many, many projects. Solo voice scores his own sort of solo release from last year, consisting entirely of his voice layered upon itself, repeated, modified again and again. The clicks, sibilants, plosives exploding out of his mouth, and just sort of nice sweet to bring us to that, again, central conceit of the body in all its rebellious, gratuitous horror. Thank you. CITR 101.9 FM.
The good news is that the guinea worm is not the problem.
Oh, no. Whoa. Listening to Cued. I have like, hold on, no, we got like 10 other people in here. Hi, how's everyone doing today?
Good.
Well,
good. Hi. Yes,
this is
Cue It Up on CHR 101.9 FM broadcasting live. You just listened to C. Spencer Yeh's solo voice number 3 from his album Solo Voice 1 to 10. And today's episode, it was sort of a chance for me to compile a gross, weird playlist, like quite aggressive listening to do on my afternoon 3 p.m. show before the onslaught of students, which is soon to come here at UBC. Quick fact, we're going to dive into some conversation, but beforehand, the song you just heard before was The Bodies. What was it? Yes, The Bodies' Empty Hearth from their 2011 album, All the Bodies of the Earth Turn to Blood. Body, excellent band from Portland, currently on tour with Full of Hell. And there's a sample in that song, actually, that reiterates throughout a sort of a bass line in there, which is from, sorry, not bass line, but the chanting in that song is derived from the album The Sounds of American Doomsday Cults, sort of a rare favorite featuring the Elizabeth Clare Prophet and Church Universal and Triumphant Incorporated. Whether it is exploitative to listen to this kind of music, which you could say is being sort, you know, for the enjoyment of hipsters, like people who are in cults and being indoctrinated. That's a serious issue, but I think it's used to great effect in the song by The Body. And again, today's episode is about connecting that playlist to the issue of bodies themselves and the gross things bodies do, the weird sounds that they make, expulsions, bizarre sheddings, oddities. Yes, Ola, like farts. Hala, if anyone would like to share their stories of medical oddities, bizarre notions, not notions, sorry, but experiences, I encourage now is the time.
I'd like to tell a story that is specific to my mouth.
Yes.
I had really bad teeth as a kid, and I consequently had 12 teeth pulled, 12. So I'm missing quite a lot of adult teeth, but if you were here to look at my face, you'd see I look just fine. But I had to get a lot of them out at the same time. So when I was getting my baby teeth out, I was still like a kid. I was still like 10 or 11, and we would go and I would get 3 done at a time. So you'd go like get 3, and then 2 weeks later you'd get 3 more done. So they just like pull them all out. And once the freezing starts to come out. Well, first of all, when they're pulling them out, it's frozen, so you can actually hear the root of the tooth crack. You can hear, because it's frozen, so you can hear it crack in your mouth, but it doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the freezing starts to come out, like, your gums start to bleed because they haven't started to heal properly. And so you have to lie down with, like, Kleenex shoved up into the cavities in your gums.
Mm-hmm.
And as a treat after, because I had my teeth out so often, as a treat, my dad would always take me to the 7-Eleven and we'd get a Pepsi and with a big, long straw. And so I'd have to lie there with my tons of Kleenex in my mouth, and then you'd just, like, form a tiny hole in between that Kleenex, and I'd shove the straw in and, like, suck down Pepsi through this tiny hole in the Kleenex. And you would, because my gums were bleeding, it would mix with the Pepsi, and then you would have, like, this, like, mixture in your mouth of this, like, carbonated sweet blood.
Does that come to, like, do you recall this experience when you taste Pepsi now at all?
It does taste a little metallic. I can still distinctly remember, because the blood that comes out of your gums is kind of, like, goopy. It's not, like, that, like, it's not the liquid blood that you would see in, like, a horror film, mm-hmm. like in a yes. gory film it like is. That. It's a little bit more clumpy.
It's clumpier and goopier.
Yeah, and so it mixes really poorly, and then when you swallow it, you can really, like, taste the blood mixed with the Pepsi. And so I would do this multiple times. Like, this happened, like, 3 or 4 times with me that I would have this Pepsi. Sometimes it was a milkshake also. So that's even worse, because the milkshake is also, like, much thicker than a Pepsi, and it's much clumpier, and so it would mix way less with the Pepsi, and so you'd have sort of this division, or with the blood, and you'd have this mixture of, like, half of your mouth would be chocolatey sweet milkshake, mm-hmm. and the other half would be filled with blood.
Wow. That's an incredibly visceral set of experiences you had.
You're welcome.
I'm wondering, do you think it has anything, because you're a vegetarian now, and I'm wondering if this experience had anything to do with your future decision to rescind from eating meat?
You know what? I actually don't think that it did. If anything, having my teeth out, you know what? It was not related at all, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It made me appreciate the art of dentistry, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Anytime, Jonk.
We have more medical foibles to come. I'm going to slide into another suite of songs. Unless anyone here would like to share before. No? Sing some? No. Have some more songs to come. Holzkopf, local artist Jacob Hardy, plays in CITR favorite Other Jesus solo project Holzkopf. And, of course, collaborates with a lot of other noise artists, experimental artists in Vancouver under this name. Song Stay, The Sound of Flies. Where are those flies coming from? Where are they going? CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even. What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air. 60 movies from 14 countries, 33 feature length, 27 short films. This August 25th to September 4th. The Vancouver Latin American Film Festival features a mix of Latin American auteur cinema that will have something for all audiences, including international hits, new directors, short film competition, Canada Looks South, indigenous films from BC and beyond, plus more. In addition, this year the festival presents Activismo, a new category featuring films about activism and current events in Latin America. Tickets are on sale now. Please visit website vlaff.org to learn more.
Abdominal organs stick to each other or to the abdominal wall. These adhesions can cause bowel obstructions by constricting your intestines or twisting or pulling them out of place.
This is queued up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on traditional, unceded Coast Salish. Hunkaminum speaking, Musqueam territory. And this is John. We have been listening to the Body episode. If you have not been listening in, you have been missing out on some incredible stories about the horrors, the alien parasitic life forms, the aliens of ourselves, of our own bodies in revolt, in awful, terrible, gooey rebellion. This is CITR. We just heard Holzkopf's Stay / The Sound of Flies. Again, Jacob Harbody, one of my favorite local artists, and Mainstay in the Mainstay CITR band, Other Jesus, which played Victory Square Block Party last year. Victory Square Block Party coming up this September 4th is... it's CITR and Music Waste annual in-city single-day music festival. This year, ton of great acts. Morning Coup. Oh, gosh, I'm just looking at this video now. I'm gonna turn that off. Yes, Morning Coup, Speed DC, So Loki, Jody Glenham, and the Dreamers. Artists that will not be featuring on today's episode, but I am really excited for Victory Square, and I hope that I'll be able to see some of you make it out. And I also produce the ad for that particular event, so this is going to be a real narcissistic affair. Again, we just heard Holzkopf. Coming up next, going to listen to some more bodily, revolting, bubbling sounds, and then maybe I will get into my own bodily nightmares. The stories, narratives, the waking life horrors. Not that I can upstage Hallep, but, you know, we'll see what we can do. New Zealand Christchurch producer Yongrak, song Public Bile Surf Zone, making some of the most odd and bodily and disgusting bedroom production out there. After that, we're going to hear some Puce Mary, just really recently released the album, The Spiral on Posh Isolation, And then we are going to hear some Jute Geit, black metal project out of Missouri, with a lot of interesting thoughts on determinism and how the individual as a self is entirely determined according to social constructs, according to actions, does not exist as a transcendent entity in and of itself, and the horrors that that revelation and ontology unveils. It's also really good. It's lots of rhythmic stuff going on. I like it a lot. Okay, listen to some music. Listening to Christchurch producer Young Grok. We're actually running lower on time than I anticipated. We only have 20 minutes left on this program. We were going to skip Goose Mary's song. Excellent album, though. One of my favorites of the year. Check out the spot. Oh my gosh, settle down. Check out the Spiral online. Posh Isolation. Yeah, it's online. We're just going to dive into Jute Geit's song, The Harvesting of Ruins, from new album Perdurance. Jute Geit, extremely prolific, releases at least 2 to 4 records a year. 2016, this is his second record, has something like 30 releases. It's very good. It's probably my favorite album of the year. Not that that counts for much, but you know what? I'll let it speak for itself. Can one speak for oneself, though? Questions, interrogations, Jute Geit coming up next.
Waste and CITR are proud to announce the 2016 Victory Square Block Party. This free day of music features Morning Coup, Milk, Jody Glenham and the Dreamers, SBDC, Pale Red, and Tough Customer. There's good tunes, good food, raffle prizes, and more.
Yeah. I ain't
trying to sleep. So come down to Victory Square this September 4th from 2 to 9 p.m. For more information, go to victorysquareblockparty.com.
Shuttle's going two times the speed of sound at the moment.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
Action of saliva on food. During chewing, food mixes with saliva. Saliva is secreted from salivary glands located on the lower jaw between the tongue and teeth.
Oh, interesting.
Saliva converts starch in the food into sugars and also softens the food.
Oh, wow.
Tongue. Taste of food can...
I know all about that. I'm an eating, digesting, salivating human being myself. And you are listening to my program, Cue It Up, on CITR 101.9 FM. We only have 7 minutes left. My playlist is overlong. For those of you just joining now, we just heard a song from Jute Geit's Perdurance, his actually first, not second, album of the year, but he releases upwards to four albums of a year, and has since he began operating musically in 2006. The album Perdurance also features songs At the Limit of Fertile Land. We heard the song Harvesting of Ruins, other songs like The Woodcutter Sawing His Hands, Palimpsest, Consciousness is Nature's Nightmare, and number six, I Am in Athens and Pericles is Young. And I played Jute Geit, number one, because I adore this album, just the mixture of atonality, but also the intricacy of the rhythms, the actual incredible danceability and groove of the song, despite its disparate sounds. It's just absolutely incredible. So that's a major reason I played it, is because I really like it. But I'm also theming this episode today around the body and the body in rebellion. And we featured earlier a story of a body truly in riotous, upheaval, goopy, coagulated blood. That was the subject, I believe. Listen to the podcast at CITR.ca if you're interested. Check out Cue It Up on CITR.ca. But in terms of the body, also, how much control do we have over it? How much mastery do we have over ourselves? Are we even discrete beings? Do we have that kind of agency? Is not our action a matter of deterministic function? And, you know, in that sense, the tracks on Perdurance, Jute Geit's music evokes that sort of combination of disparate elements which are cohered into something which have a logical tenor, but are nonetheless varied, distinct, not necessarily at the behest of logical systems upon which we impose, as humans are apt to do. This is an interesting quote I'll read from The Quietest before we dive into our final suite, featuring songs from local producer Ramsey and Tommy Tone. And Jute Geit says in this Quietest interview,
I think that Nietzsche, Nietzsche, there you go, nod in my head. I went to UBC. I know about Nietzsche. Anyhow, with his perspectivism leads to this breakdown of identity. He has a line, people talk with great pride about the eye, but they should instead notice the body that is performing the eye. And that leads straight to stuff like performativity and constructivism with Judith Butler and Gender Trouble, which really impressed me. This idea that there is no persistent self, there are only actions, only events that occur. And that combined with other things I was reading about determinism. I was spurred by this tiny little Sam Harris book called Free Will, and I ended up reading Schopenhauer, and eventually, by way of Ligotti's Conspiracy Against the Human Race, which I think is the best thing he ever wrote, I made my way to Metzinger. He's a neuroscientist and philosopher, and does this incredibly comprehensive obliteration of the concept of identity. He represents humans as organisms that sometimes operate while the brain produces a sense of self, but are perfectly capable of operating without any sense of self. The sense of self, and the whole world in which we exist, is constructed by a brain that is determined. On that note, again, Jute Geit, incredible artist. Listen to his album, Perjurance, if you have not yet heard it, or his other 2016 album, Ship of Theseus. I'm sorry, that's from last year, actually. Ship of Theseus, another excellent release from Jute Geit. We're going to go into the Spinal Suite of Songs. Ramsey, Tommy Tone, The Body, as in the subject of the body here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live. Coming up next, Steve Zhang's Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned.
Each of us is different from the day we're born. No two people are exactly alike. Some of those differences are inherited from our parents.
See? I said so.
Then at puberty, certain glands begin to work, and our bodies begin to change.
But where are these glands?
Yeah. And what's puberty?
Well, puberty...
Again, this is John signing off. Been listening, queued up. This is God's Mistake by Tommy Tone. New album, Bad to the Tone.